The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to our listeners in Washington, D.C. Today and the rest of the week, we are simulcasting in our nation's capital and in Columbus, Ohio, which is the capital of Ohio. My name is Bob Burney. I have the privilege of hosting Bob Burney Live. And occasionally, when Don Crow is away from the microphone at WAVA 105.1 FM, I have the privilege of sitting in for him. So it's really cool. Get to do my program, get to do his program. And I get to have my wonderful listeners. And I have the privilege of having Don's wonderful listeners as well. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. I issued a challenge. And by the way, I've been giving this challenge for years. And so far, nobody has taken me up on it. Give me an exception to what I said. My contention is the liberal progressive left destroys everything it touches, whether it's politically or theologically. The liberal left, the liberal progressive left destroys everything they touch. And I'm looking for somebody to give me an exception, and I don't believe anyone has ever even tried. Well, if you want to do that, I'll treat you kindly. We'll talk. We'll discuss. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let me give you an illustration. I gave you an illustration in the theological world. The mainline Protestant denominations, no one can deny that they have drifted to the left. Everybody knows that. That's not even debatable. Well, what has happened? They're either dead or dying, every one of them. There is not a single exception. Well, what about politically? 2 years ago, the city of New York. Okay, now, little quiz. For the last several years, has New York City tilted to the right or to the left? Conservative or liberal? Well, duh. Everybody knows that New York City has been drifting farther and farther and farther to the left. Well, what is the result? About more than 2 years ago, New York passed a brave, courageous bail reform law. Revolutionary. Progressive bail reform law. And the law was passed because it was designed to, quote, combat racism and focus on, again, I'm quoting, rehabilitation over incarceration. You see, the liberal left ascribes to a secular humanist worldview. And the secular humanist worldview, whether it's held by politicians or theologians, and yes, people who call themselves Christians, cling often to a secular humanist worldview. And it begins with the goodness of man. Man is inherently good. The only reason why anybody would do anything bad is because they've been disadvantaged. If some of you are into old Broadway shows, remember West Side Story? Remember Officer Krupke? Well, Officer Krupke was told by the juvenile delinquents that they were, let me see if I can remember, they were depraved on account of they were deprived. Remember that? Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. All right. And they said, we are depraved on account of we're deprived. In other words, we're poor. We haven't had the advantages that other people have had. And it's because of our poverty and disadvantages and discouragement. That is the only reason we do bad things. This is what the liberal left believes. So, if man is inherently good, you just give him a bunch of money, him or her, give him a bunch of money, encourage them, and they will turn out great. Why, even terrorists, they've just been disadvantaged. And so we just need to sit down at the table, tell them how wonderful they are and how much we like them. And those terrorists will quit blowing up buildings and killing people and beheading people. They're just disadvantaged. So the liberal left says the answer to crime is, number one, get rid of the police. We've got to defund the police. All across America, we've had this defund the police. The police are the problem. They're the problem. It's not wicked, evil people. It's bad police. And then the next thing is, we got to get rid of the jails. AOC has openly said, we need to shut down prisons. We need to get rid of jails. If we would just get rid of jails, we wouldn't have people who needed the jails. So in New York, 2 years ago, as part of a movement across the country, new bail reform to combat racism and to focus on rehabilitation over incarceration. The proponents of this law said criminals are simply, and I'm quoting, misunderstood and lacking in opportunities. That's what the people of New York City were told. All right, that was 2 years ago. How has it worked out? Well, recidivism in New York City is 3 times greater than before the law took effect. Police in New York City are quitting by the droves because criminals are being arrested and immediately allowed to roam the streets again. Here is some statistics from the New York Post, and I quote, roughly 1 in every 5 crooks busted for burglary or theft in New York last year got rearrested on a felony charge within 60 days after being put back on the streets. You get that? 1 of every 5 who were arrested on a minor charge were rearrested on something far more serious within 60 days of being put back on the streets. The New York Post article continues, the alarming statistics reveal increases in recidivism as high as 3 times what they were before the law went into effect. The numbers also show that suspects arrested last year for misdemeanor petty larceny amid the city's ongoing shoplifting spree went on quickly to commit more serious crimes, with 21.6% charged with felonies less than 2 months later. Those arrested for misdemeanors, nearly 22% of them, were then charged with felonies less than 2 months later, because they were simply released. Nearly one quarter of burglary suspects were rearrested within 60 days. One quarter. In 2017, that number was 7%. Last year, it was 25%. In other words, the bail reform bill, based on liberal progressive philosophy and ideology, has been a colossal, disastrous failure. And it is literally destroying the quality of life in New York City. May I repeat? Everything the progressive liberal left touches, they destroy. You want to talk about it? Disagree? Agree? My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And again, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. It works in Ohio. It also works in Washington, D.C. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I don't want to depress you. I really don't. And then the next hour, I've got some good news to share, and we're going to change direction completely. But for right now, let me continue my little rant on the liberal progressive left and the fact that everything they touch, they destroy. And I am far more concerned about the theological left than I am the political left. And now the political left is destroying the politics of our country, but the greater responsibility goes not to the halls of Congress or the White House, but to the pulpits of America. For much, if not most, of our nation's history, America respected, honored, and even feared the pulpit. Politicians would not say or do things because they were afraid that on Sunday, brave, courageous preachers would stand in the pulpit and thunder out the message of truth, the love of God, but also the need for repentance. And I do mean thunder. And politicians were frightened of the pulpit. They were. No more. Number one, there's not a whole lot of thunder going on. Not much of that. Not much call to repentance today, because we have basically lost that part of the gospel. And by the way, repentance is a part of the gospel. God's nature is both loving, kind, caring, gracious, loving. God's nature is also just, righteous, holy, and even angry at sin. Yeah, that's the full gospel. Today, it's mostly, well, just God is love. And by the way, he is. But he's not just love. Anyway, there was a time when politicians in America honestly feared the pulpit, and rightfully so. No longer. Certainly not all, and I hope not most, but many pulpits across America are preaching a social gospel devoid of any emphasis on the real gospel, the need for repentance, turning from sin, the consequences of sin. So I'm much more concerned about the theological left than I am the political left, but I'm very concerned about the political left as well because, well, since we were talking about New York City just a moment ago, many of you are familiar with the video of a teenager brutally assaulting a New York City police officer. The police officer confronted the teenager in the subway because he tried to get on the subway without paying the fare. The police officer said, nope, can't do that. The police officer was attacked and beaten brutally by the teenager. Have you seen the video? Many of you have. Well, he was immediately released without bail. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it was the teenager's third felony arrest in less than 4 months. The third felony arrest in less than 4 months, and he was released without bail. In fact, just 3 days earlier, this same teenager was arrested and released without bail for beating and robbing a stranger near Madison Avenue. This is misplaced compassion. That's not compassion. Basically, it's stupidity. And then there's this, very, very quickly. Portland, Oregon is one of the farthest left cities in America. I mean, there are few cities that are more leftist than Portland, Oregon. I have a fascinating and sad and tragic story in my hand about the increasing number of Portland homeowners who are desperately trying to sell their houses because they have been taken over by squatters. Yeah, people who don't own the property, they've been taken over by squatters. The liberal leftist government in Portland refuses to allow the homeowners to evict them. And so the story, by the way, much of the story is from Realtor.com, not exactly a right-wing conservative source, is talking about this growing problem in Portland, Oregon, of squatters and hundreds of homeowners are unable to sell their home because the homes have been taken over by squatters. The squatters have completely destroyed the homes and they're unable to sell them, and they are losing thousands and thousands of dollars because of the quasi-compassion of the liberal left. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.